Can you talk about just how important the player pathway is for the organization as a whole? You going from Columbus Crew to Columbus Crew, and then also with Taha going through the academy to Columbus Crew 2 and now with the first team?
I mean, it's definitely, it's important to really give, I'm going to say, you feel like you have a chance when you see the pathway, and at all stages through the academy, through the second team, through the first team, it's quality, it's all high level. And I think going through each stage, you're going to be prepared. If you keep on developing the way they want, you'll be prepared for the next level eventually.
And can you talk about what during your time at Crew 2 kind of helped you prepare for your first team contract, and what you plan on like giving advice to Taha about what the league is kind of like expecting from him, or just how demanding the league is?
I mean, I'll say Crew 2 was able to give me confidence coming back, because it was like probably a lower point early in my career. So I think I was able to gain my confidence back with Crew 2, and that really did get me back up to standard and at the first team level a little bit. And then advice for Taha is just be confident, because the kid's very good. He's very good. He's very talented. And he has the technical ability. And the physical side will come over time with a lot of like younger players. So he just has to keep working every day and not take a minute for granted.
Thanks, Jason.
No problem.
Thank you, Tyler. Gerald, go ahead.
Jason, what have you, this offseason, what have you worked on, you know, personally? Like, what have you changed, you know, from last year to this year? If there has been anything to, you know, sharpen up your game?
I think personally, there was, I really wanted to work on my composure. And it wasn't necessarily around the net, but it was like in the build-up play. I felt like I needed more composure in that sense and to be more of an option. So although I didn't get a lot of touches, I would say, in the off season because of circumstances, but I was able to really get my head in the right state of mind and just to really think about it. And I'm a player, like, when I really think about things, I can usually, or I'll try and apply them throughout training. And that's kind of what I've done starting off the preseason, is just try and be more composed and be more confident and play more free.
Has this offseason been somewhat like your season, your first season with Crew 2, like a little more fast-paced, relaxed?
I would say no, because we didn't have as much time this offseason, where like my first, that offseason with Crew 2 to first team was it was like 2 months. So we had a lot of time to work on ourselves. But this offseason, you know, we had just gone from early January all the way to mid-December. So we wanted our time to our family. But again, we have a short preseason, so we had to come in and try and get ready as well.
My last question. On a personal, when you saw Barack get the head coaching job there for Montreal, how did it make you feel as being on part of the first team that he coached and helped develop you a little more?
I mean, I was very happy for him, because like knowing him, what he did for me in that year with Crew 2 in that short time span, like, he's a guy who honestly deserves the chance to go out there. And you see, he puts out the results with the second team. He put out the results, and he's very consistent. And I think he's a very smart coach, and he'll be successful in his own way. Well, I was just happy for him.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Gerald. Brianna, go ahead.
Oh. Yeah, no, I just put it down, so I wasn't just sitting there. Now, one quick question I want to ask is, there's expected to be a lot of games this season. So how does this provide opportunities for the guys who come off the bench last season, and just even for two guys to find a role, because you're going to need that depth this year?
Mm-hmm. I guess you could say we'll be like players who didn't get a lot of minutes, or because we have so many games, I'm gonna say there's a bigger chance for you to be getting the opportunities to show and to really prove to the coaches that you should be a more regular. And I think it's great. I think it gives a lot of players looks who might not get the looks over like a regular MLS season and everything. So there's definitely a lot of upside to it, I would say.
And how, what would you say, as someone who's had those opportunities yourself and has taken those opportunities last season, what would you say to those players to make sure they grab on to those opportunities?
I would say just be calm. Be calm. I mean, confidence is a very big thing, like I've noticed, is you have to go out there and you can't think about, like, what if I play bad or what if I make mistakes. You just have to go and play your game and just work hard. At the end of the day, if you work hard, good things will happen, I feel.
And the last thing I want to ask is, where do you feel like your role lies this season? What do you envision you bringing to this team again, coming into a new season?
I just see myself scoring goals, doing my job for the team. I don't really know what my role specifically will be yet, but I'm a striker, I'm a forward, like, that's what I offer. I score goals, and I just want to be aggressive and help the team as much as I can.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brianna. We'll do a last call for Jason. Great. Gerald, do you want to close us out?
Jason, your first year with Crew 2, you won the championship there. Your first full season with the first team MLS Cup. What goals have you put on yourself to, one, help contribute to running it back for the team this year?
I haven't dove too far into the personal goals yet because the season hasn't really started and I don't necessarily like to limit myself. I almost feel like setting goals is almost like setting limits, but I wanna put out double the output I put out last year if I could, and even more. You know, just do as much as I can.